smash your FM radio. Indy 100 rocks.
Everybody, it's Tyrone Tan here on StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indy100.com Radio, and UBN. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you to all the listeners from around the world that have been tuning into my show. And it's because of you guys I get to do what I do. And I'm always grateful and appreciative on all your guys' listenership. We're going to have a great show for you guys today. If you're in a cool, dramatic movies, we have the star of City of Dreams, Ari Lopez, coming into the studio. But before that, we want to do a couple little plugs. Again, if you want to see a lot more celebrity interviews or back archive shows, go to our main production website, which is at www.starroseentertainment.tv. That's www.starroseentertainment.tv. Also, if you want to see our in-studio guest photos, such as our guest of the hour, Ari Lopez, go to our Facebook page over at Star Rose Entertainment. Also, if you like to, you know, like the music we'll be playing, or maybe just send some nice comments or something like that, I like to read off some of the fan mail over the air sometimes. Email me at tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indy100@gmail.com. And then last but not least, if you want to hit me up on socials, that's at Tyrone Tan on formerly known as Twitter. It's called X now, T-Y-R-O-N-E-T-A-N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy. And then thanks to the hacker there, it's at Tyrone Tan Official over on Instagram. And then there's this new thing called Threads, called at, so go to at Tyrone Tan over on Official on Threads. And then if you really, really want to hit me up on Facebook, it's at Tyrone Tan over on Facebook. So without further ado, we're going to be bringing in our, actually, you know, because we have such a cool guest, we thought we'd bring in not just one, but two guest co-hosts of the hour. We have my dear friend back in the studio. He's been gone for a while because, you know, he's almost gotten too big for us now. He's his name, actor, actor Luis Delgado. Welcome back, my man.
Hi, how you doing?
And publicist extraordinaire, Wendy Pineda, a.k.a. Speedy Pineda. Welcome.
Thanks so much. Excited to be here, guys.
Yeah. Team Sonics? Is that?
Team Supersonics. Team Supersonics. We just revamped all our image, and now it's Magnova Marketing. So,
oh, okay.
New name. Wait, things to come.
What is it called out? What is it? So
for Magnova Marketing.
Magnova?
Yeah, Magnova Marketing.
Magnova.
We're growing and expanding, guys.
Wow, okay, awesome. Well, cool. Well, welcome back, Wendy Pineda, a.k.a. Speedy Pineda. And I don't think I'm asking you, where did Speedy Pineda came from, the name?
Oh, that's a long story, but that's a cool story. So if you watched From Dusk Till Dawn, okay, the Quentin Tarantino vampire film, there's a band, there's a rock band in the bar scene. Okay. They're called Tito y la Tarantula.
Okay.
So I was their tour manager in Mexico, and they were party animals. So every morning to get them to interviews and press, it was like I had to bang on the doors, go and open up. And I used to go and say, andale, andale, arriba, arriba, let's go, let's go. So they started to call me Speedy Gonzalez.
Okay.
And that turned into Speedy Pineda because I'm also super hyperactive. So
okay.
That's where it comes from.
That's funny. Awesome. Well, give a little factoid for those that missed you last time as a guest host. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you for having me in your space and the show. It's good to be back.
Yeah.
Like my business partner says, you're creating a monster here to be on the radio.
A.K.A. Veronica.
Veronica Buen Rostro. Yeah, the silent partner over there that doesn't like to be on the air.
The little mouse in the corner.
And about me, I'm a serial entrepreneur. We have several companies. I love business management. We do marketing for film and television and actors. And, okay, I'm going to break the news. Yeah. Here it goes. Can I break the news, Veronica? We open a film distribution company.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. So,
yeah. Awesome. Thanks. Magnova Pictures coming soon to a theater near you with some film.
So for those that don't know, I mean, in my world, obviously, distribution is a big deal. But for those that don't know what film distribution means,
absolutely. So film distribution for everybody is the companies that actually have the licensing rights on the film to put them in the theaters, to put them in the platform so you guys can enjoy it. So that's the job of a distributor, to do the marketing and to find the platforms and the theaters where the film is going to be seen.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. Awesome. That's a very big feat, because that's one of the biggest things for people that don't know about the film. Where obviously I know a lot of you guys love movies, but there's the backstories and the behind the scenes of movies. A lot of times when you make a movie, you need a distributor a lot of times to be able to get it out there in the theaters, or whether it's on Netflix or whatever the streaming platforms. There's a person, there's a middle person in between that gets it to those things, and you guys are doing that. So
yeah,
that's
that's
awesome. Awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And so people could check you out. How could they check you out?
They can personally follow me in any social media platform and LinkedIn at Speedy Pineda.
At Speedy Pineda. S-P-E-E-D-Y.
P-I-N-E-D-A.
And the company, one more time, is?
Magnova Marketing, and the distribution company is Magnova Pictures.
And that's M-A-G-N-O-V-A?
Yeah.
Magnova Marketing.
Yeah.
All right, check that out. Magnova Marketing. And we'll say what's up to Veronica, who's out there in the into the
into the unknown. She's a backstage girl.
But also we also just want to say what's up. Welcome. I know he's a silent person in here, but a Cooper.
Oh yeah, Cooper. Yeah.
Cooper.
Cooper's the other background, yeah. Behind the scenes.
We just
person.
Want to say welcome for people that know. There's some people in the audience here, so to speak. But we want to welcome everybody here that's here. But again, so Lewis, and how you been, man? It's been a while.
Yeah, been just submitting.
Awesome. You've been working on some stuff. I know you're pretty humble about that stuff.
But yeah, some minor stuff out there.
Awesome. Well, cool, man. You got to work on some cool stuff, and I know you know we'll always break the news when you have the opportunity. Sure. So how can people check you out?
Just at IG. The socials are at Lewis Delgad, L-E-W-A-S.
Awesome. Well, Wendy, I don't know if you know, but I don't know if you remember or if you got the memo. The memo is, as the guest co-host, we all talk about some movie reviews. By any chance, seen any movies in the theater lately?
Actually, I saw a film that hasn't been released. How about that?
Okay.
You want a little permission about that? Yeah, we can talk about
sure,
that.
Sure, sure, sure. Okay.
It's a Mexican film about... Anybody that likes wrestling, guys, you got to check it out. So it's about El Halcón. It's a luchador, lucha libre, a wrestler guy he's not active anymore. So this director got the rights to the character to create the film like he's a superhero.
Oh.
And it's based on the old 70s, 80s movies of the luchadores in Mexico. So it has that like darkness, grind, B-type film movie. But the interesting thing about the film is to see the relationship between father and son and what they're struggling with, because narco kingpin kidnaps the son, and then he comes alive again as the luchador to rescue the son. But you see the vulnerability, you see the acting, you see the dark scenes. So it was all shot in Tijuana, and it's coming out to the theater September 13th.
Is that the wrestler with the white mask?
No, that's El Santo.
Okay, but yeah. I remember that name growing up.
Yeah, El Santo.
But I'll go
so, on. Yeah, it was based on those kind of films.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is like awesome. a new one that they just did. El Halcón, the Hawk.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And he actually goes,
So it's not out. You got to see how you just saw it. You got a sneak preview of it, or?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Like that.
Okay, so when do people can get, or so you highly recommend checking it out when it is?
If you like Mexican films, if you're into wrestling from Mexico, definitely check it out.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're going to do one quick review. Lewis, you got to see something really quick. Okay, so in the movie, one more time, Wendy, that movie that you just...
El Halcón.
El Halcón.
But I'm gonna say the one that I did see in theaters,
okay,
which we're going to talk more about, is City of Dreams. And guys, it's an excellent film.
Awesome.
It's strong. It's well shot. It took a lot of years in the making, but the drama in the real issue that it touches upon, it makes you think, makes you walk out of the theater thinking, wow, okay, what am I doing? How do I participate in this without even knowing, opening your eyes? And it's about child trafficking.
Well, what I'm going to do, I'm going to read off things to IMDb here. Here's a little quick synopsis. Okay, it's called City of Dreams, rated R. Here's a little quick synopsis, thanks to IMDb. Inspired by a true story, City of Dreams chronicles the journey of a Mexican boy whose dreams of becoming a soccer star are shattered when he's smuggled across the border and sold to a sweatshop in downtown Los Angeles. Directed by, and forgive me if I'm botching this, but is it Mohit Ramchandani?
Yes.
Mohit Ramchandani.
Yep.
Starring Jason Patric, Paulina Gaton, Sam Levine. Also, we have one of the stars in the studio coming up right now as well, Ari Lopez. And then we got a plethora of other talent in here. There's a lot. So you got to see. I did not get to see it.
I did. And so I saw it 2 days before it went into nationwide release. And I'm a mother with two kids. And my daughter is 28 years old, and I can tell you, I'm still. Where are you going? What's the address?
Yeah.
I mean, sex and child trafficking is a real thing, and we're not paying enough attention to how we can be a part of the solution and fix the problem.
And as a parent myself, I have two kids, and that's kind of one of the reasons sometimes I don't go right away to go see those movies.
Yeah.
It's because it gets me stressed out.
Yeah, it gets you paranoid.
I already know it's there. Like, I live in the city of West Covina.
Yeah.
And I know Pomona is one of the big headquarters for that stuff. So it's kind of scary.
Yeah, exactly. So if you see something, don't ignore it. If you got that gut feeling that something is not right, we need to start speaking up because we're not awake. Mm. And things are happening in front of us. And seeing City of Dreams is a reflection of that. Some of the scenes, you can see how it's right in front of you. And people are just going about their day and are not paying attention to anything besides what they're doing.
Yeah. Gotcha. Well, so it's called City of Dreams. So you highly recommend checking out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's still in theaters going on. Gotcha. I mean, the first weekend released into 774 theaters. Hoping it stays there. A lot of people should see this film to just get that feeling, emotional connection to see. This is real. It's happening. It's happening worldwide.
Awesome.
And we should do more about it.
Well, speaking of, we're going to be bringing in the star again. So it's called City of Dreams. It's rated R. It's out there in theaters. Check it out. And we're going to be talking more with the star. But what I'm going to do a quick plug really quick of something. And then we're going to bring in the star. So this is a quick plug I just wanted to do. I hope this airs in time. But if not, I just wanted to, if you could still probably help out on it. September 10th, there is a cool event. It's a third annual Promise to Live Gala Celebration / Global Live Stream at the Avalon in Hollywood. But it's a cool event. If you want to find out more information or get tickets, go to promise2live.org. That's www.promise2live.org. It's a cool event. I just wanted to help plug. It's a charity gala celebration, heroes in mental health, delivering hope, healing, and resources through music and media. There's a lot of cool celebrity guests that are going to be attending to this thing. Again, if you want to check out or help get involved or maybe donate, that kind of stuff, again, go to www.promise2live.org. It's September 10th. Again, get tickets if you need. Again, hopefully this airs in time. But if not, I just want to at least give it a plug. It's called the third annual Promise to Live Gala Celebration / Global Live Stream. All right. So that's my little plug.
Awesome.
I want to help out some friends that are involved with that. So again, Lewis, I don't know if you mind. We're going to just cut with the guests. We were going to review the another movie, but we want to bring in the guests right now.
Awesome.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what we could do, Lewis, as the other guest co-host, we're going to bring in, you know the drill. You got the memo. We like to bring in the guest co-host arranges a way to make the guests of the hour to make them feel special. So sometimes we bring people in a Millennium Falcons, limos, hang gliders. What way, or Wendy as well, what way did you arrange to make this guest of the hour to make them feel special? Lewis, or are you weak?
Oh, Well, I was thinking of a private jet.
Okay.
Because I know his career is going to be exploding.
Okay.
Exploding.
Okay, I want to see him like private jet.
Okay, so we'll bring him in. Okay, his name is Ari Lopez. Actually, it's funny because we're kind of reuniting. We actually interviewed this gentleman when he was a young little lad, not too long ago, at the Mammoth Film Festival. And now he's here in the studio. He's going to grace us with his presence. I'm surprised he's not, he even remembers us, you know, like. You know,
sure he's not gonna remember me.
No. But he's a really, really cool person, and I'm glad to have him back here now onto the show. So we're gonna bring him on the private jet. Now, all you gotta do is press that button on the top. The hatch is gonna open, and then we're gonna see. I think that private jet's been going around as well for a bit, and you're gonna whistle in on the count of three. We'll whistle in on the pilot over there on the count of three. One, two, and three. Uh oh! There he comes on the private jet. He's circling around. He's coming out of the cockpit. Here he comes. He's jumping out. Skydiving in from the private jet. Here he is. Oh, he's waving to all the fans down there. They're throwing roses at him. He's taking some selfies somehow with the fans. They're throwing some autographs for him, and he's doing it, signing them as he's twirling down. He's about to land in the studio safely. Here he is, one of the stars of the new movie, City of Dreams. Here he is, into the studio, the one and only actor, Ari Lopez.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome, Ari Lopez.
Thank you.
To StarRoseEntertainment.tv, Indie100.com Radio, and UBN.
Thank you so much.
Welcome,
thank
man.
You. Thank you for the space, and thank you for inviting me.
Awesome.
I'm
no.
Really grateful.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, thank you, Wendy and Lewis, for providing that jet.
Thank you for the jet.
Oh, not yet. Full service.
Yeah.
That was a great landing.
Yeah, awesome. Well,
parachute
cool.
And everything.
Well, cool. Well, again, Ari Lopez, welcome. It's great to see you again. The last time we saw you, you had really short hair.
Yeah.
You look like a very, very young. Let's say very even younger than you are now. But you've matured in the last. It's only been literally. I think I looked at the memory photo, and it was like January of 2023.
Like 16 months.
Oh, yeah, but you've grown. But yeah, it was like
okay.
But it, like if I'm correct, but it was it was not that long ago. Wow. But
no,
you matured.
Yeah.
You know, you mature.
The hair makes a lot of change because
you're taller as well. I think a little bit.
I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, I'm trying to grow my hair back to look a little bit more like Jesus, the character. So
awesome. Well, what we want to do first off, welcome to the studio. We want to have the audience, if not fans already, become even more fans, get to know you, and then hopefully they love you, and then maybe support you and go check out your movie. So we want to start off with this hard-hitting question. I hope your people talk to my people about this hard-hitting question. We want to start off.
Go ahead.
The hard-hitting question is: were you born and raised?
I was born in Puebla, Mexico.
Okay,
I was raised there, and I actually still live there. I mean, I've been staying here in LA for like 2 months and a half, something like that. I'm staying with the director.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, most part of my life, I've been in Puebla. And
awesome.
We even shot a little bit of the movie there in Puebla.
Wow.
Now, did
you know growing up, so to speak, that you always wanted to be an actor or in showbiz? Or
no, I mean, I discovered that I wanted to be an actor when I was 6.
Okay.
I got an audition just because in my school. I got the role. I made a short film, and I loved it. I loved it. I fell in love with acting and
That's
filmmaking.
6 years old.
Six years old. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've been acting 14 years.
Oh, wow. Wait.
Yeah.
Okay, wow. You seem a lot younger than what I think. I don't like to always ask people's ages. You're more than welcome to provide that if you want, but I don't like to. I hate asking that. But was 6 years old, because I think I was still playing G.I. Joe, so I did. The fact that you already knew you wanted to act at that young, that's pretty cool. Was there any inspirations growing up as an actor, or you just kind of like fell into it at that time, or was there anyone that you watched on TV that you're like, I want to?
I just fell into it, and it was a coincidence. I mean, I've been always like this creative kid. So whenever there was like a family party or something, I would tell my cousins. I have like 13 cousins.
Oh wow!
So okay. I would tell them like, hey, we should do a play for the family or something like that. So I've always had like that approach to be an actor. So when I first acted in that short film, I just fell in love. And some of my favorite actors are Johnny Depp,
okay,
Christian Bale. So I love these chameleonic actors that their range of acting is huge. So right now, those are my inspirations. Awesome. So I would like to become one of that actors.
And was your family always supportive with you getting into
Yeah, all the time. At the beginning, they were scared, of course, you know, but they've always supported me. I wouldn't be here without my dad and my mom.
That's all. We'll give them a shout out. What's your mom and dad's name?
Elizabeth and Hugo.
Elizabeth and Hugo.
Yeah.
What's up, guys?
Thank you.
I'm going to turn this over really quickly to my guest co-host, Luis Delgado. First, do you have any questions of Ari Lopez? Earlier career, earlier life.
Still young, but yeah. Any siblings?
Yeah, I have an older brother. He's 25, so he's 5 years older than me.
Oh, awesome, man! Yeah. Does he like acting or?
No, he's in complete different thing. He's into politics. Okay. So yeah, he's right now studying.
That's kind of like acting.
I mean, yeah. Actually, it's kind of like acting. Yeah, it's kind of like acting.
Here in the USA.
What's his name? We'll give him a shout out.
Rene.
Yeah.
Rene.
What's up, Rene?
And E. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he was studying philosophy. Yeah. He didn't like it that much. So now he's studying politics.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow, that's awesome.
Right. Yeah.
And we'll pan this over to Wendy Pineda. Do you have any questions on Ari Lopez of his earlier career before we get into the nitty gritty?
I have to say that I'm going to have a little bit of more chit chat with him because I actually grew up in Mexico.
Mm.
And it's incredible the opportunities that we can have at early ages like he did. Because he started at 6 acting. I started as an entertainment reporter when I was 11 in my hometown.
Wow.
So there's no laws. Things are different. I mean, there's not all this child labor laws in Mexico. So, incredibly enough, we have bigger opportunities. So, he's 21. He's been acting for 14 years.
Wow.
That's awesome.
I mean, compared with trying to do it here.
Yeah.
It's a little different.
Yeah. Now, for you, really quickly, Wendy, now, as a publicist and also in management as well, what was it about Ari Lopez that you were so fond of to, you know, represent that kind of thing or bring on as a client? And what was it that you found as a talent?
After seeing his acting in City of Dreams, I truly believe that he's a native actor. He was born for it. So that range that he wants to achieve, I think he can easily do it. It's incredible the depthness at the age that he shot the film to the point that he got.
Awesome.
And the scenes that he had to deliver was incredibly for his age.
I was 14.
Yeah, wow. He was 14 at the time.
So that was what, like 6 years?
6 years ago. Yeah. It's been a long time.
Yeah, well, that's awesome. It's also, it's like when something's been so long and that's finally out, it's almost gratifying, but it's like long awaited, but now it's like, oh, wow, now there's reasons why something happens.
So gratifying, dude. I mean, I've been waiting. We shot the movie in 70-something days. Wow. Over the course of 3 years. So I've been actually waiting for the movie to come out for 3 years.
Wow.
And those have been the longest 3 years of my life.
Well, you know what? Don't feel bad. Have you seen the movie called Boyhood by, is it Richard Linklater?
No, I haven't.
It starred Ethan Hawke, but that was a movie that it was about a young boy and they followed him and his parents that got divorced. And Ethan Hawke stars as the dad. They filmed it in 10 years. Every year, they because they really authentically wanted to like see the boy grow up. So they like every year they agreed to go and shoot and then more and more until it was like and it won like a lot of Academy Awards and stuff. It's called Boyhood. But yeah, that was an actual committed like let's do this in 10 years and film every year and you would actually physically see this the same boy grow up. Wow. And then the parents. So it's very fascinating. I could imagine them going, "Oh my gosh, finally!" so anytime.
Wow. It,
but,
yeah.
But that's awesome. So what we're going to talk more about City of Dreams, and again, you know, about what your character is and all the movie. But what we want to do is really quickly, we're going to do a music break, and then we'll come back more. So it's called City of Dreams. How can people check you out social media wise beforehand?
I just have Instagram, so you can go and find me as at Ariloa 15, Ariloa 15.
At Ariloa, but it's your name is Ari Lopez.
Ari Lopez Amador, yeah.
But your social media is
Ariloa.
L-O-A.
15.
15.
That's
what
correct.
What the 15 came from? Was 14 other
No, I was born on December 15th.
Ah,
so that's
okay.
Why. Yeah.
Awesome. So what we're going to do, we're going to do a quick music break. Again, you guys don't tune out, and then we'll come back more with Ari Lopez of the new movie City of Dreams, which is out in theaters
right now.
So check it out, but we're going to talk more about it and about the role and all that kind of good stuff. So my guest co-host, Luis Delgado, can you introduce this song? And then we'll be back more with Ari Lopez of City of Dreams.
The song is OMG by Reese Warren.
Okay. There you go.
Hit it.
Okay. Hit it.
You guys want to help introduce it both, you and Wendy? So it's you one more time.
It's OMG.
Oh my God! Bye.
OMG! It's just
Reese Warren.
There you go. Let's go.
So OMG by Reese Warren. One more time, Wendy.
OMG by Reese Warren.
All right, cool. We'll be back more with Ari Lopez of City of Dreams, and we'll be right back.
All genres, all indie. Listen carefully. The song you are about to hear is an actual independent music submission. Indie 100.
I never thought I'd ever meet you. First time, feel butterflies when I'm with you. Writing diaries about our times together, all I think is you. It is true, boy, I really think I need you. I don't know why, but I miss you. Every time I hear your name, I wanna text you. Oh my God, he's calling me baby. He's taking me out. That I'd want you. Left, right, anywhere you go, I'm right there by your side. Might be crazy, but I care to see you. I need love, and you were right up on my wish list. It was dark till you came with the wishes. Writing diaries about our times together, all I think is you. It is true, but I really think I need you. Oh my God, he's calling me baby. He's taking me out. Boy, you know I like dancing. Don't ever say bye, cause I want you with me forever. The wonderful ride, baby, you make everything better. Thought that I'd want you. Left, right, anywhere you go, I'm right there by your side. Might be crazy, but I care to see you.
All right, guys, we are back. Sorry for the delay. We are a little little shenanigans off the air there. So again, if you like that song, email me, at tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. That's tyrone.indie100@gmail.com. Again, this song was called OMG by Reese Warren. Again, if you really like that song, check her out. That's Reese Warren. She's got music videos out there on YouTube, Spotify. There's songs out there. Again, it's called OMG by Reese Warren. All right. Sorry for that little delay there. we were laughing off air. Kind of forgot what was going on. Having some fun. Anyways, we are back in the studio with my guest co-host of the hour, actor Luis Delgado. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
And publicist extraordinaire and manager and all that kind of good stuff, Wendy Pineda. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Of the new branding company called Magnova Marketing, correct?
That's right. That's right. Magnova Marketing.
And my guest of the hour, actor Ari Lopez of the new movie City of Dreams.
Welcome back, man.
All right. So we talked about how you kind of, started in the industry, who your inspirations, people like Johnny Depp, that kind of stuff. And then your parents were very, very supportive. And then you start off at six. And then you kind of talked about you did this movie City of Dreams 6 years ago.
6 years ago.
So for those that don't know, tell the audience what the movie's about and your character.
The movie is about Jesus, this young kid who has a dream to become a professional soccer player, but unfortunately he's trafficked across the border and sold to a sweatshop in downtown Los Angeles. Basically it's about human trafficking, and my character is Jesus. Sounds like a pretty dark theme, and it is, but with this movie we're looking to shine some light and give some hope and courage to people to do something.
Now, when you got when you went in, did you audition for this role? Was it a typical audition? Was this something you were discovered on? How did this role and movie come about for yourself?
The audition process was pretty normal. What was kind of different is that when I got the sides to do the self-tape, there was no dialogue. No dialogue, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
So it was like just reactions. I did it. I sent it. I went a couple times to Mexico City. I met the director, Mo. And then we did another edition. Again, no dialogues, no words, just reactions. And then,
can you give me an example for those that don't know how that would go? So let's say, what would it say? What would you have to do? Because that's not typical. Because a lot of times people get auditions, they have dialogue and you do this thing. So for yourself, what did it say and how would you have to do it, so to speak?
So it's like a story, like a short story. You go through it and it's just you reacting to that. And that last audition, Mo and I made, he was recording me with his phone, and he was just telling me, imagine this is happening, and you are walking, and you see your mom, and blah, blah, blah. So that's me just reacting to that.
Yeah.
Kind of weird for an audition, but yeah. Then he told me, well, you got the role. And I had to take English lessons, because I talked like a caveman. And then I had to take soccer lessons because the character plays soccer. I also had to take sewing lessons because...
Sewing.
Sewing lessons.
Not sewing. Not sewing.
No. Not an attorney, yeah. No, sewing lessons. And it was crazy. My first movie, my first American movie, and I had to do all these things. Crazy, but I loved it.
What was it like? Obviously, you did it 6 years ago, and then how long was the process to do the movie itself?
We shot for 70-something days over the course of 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was a long trip.
That's awesome. And then now when you see yourself, because that's you on the poster.
Yeah, that's me. That's my face.
What's it like having your face on a poster now in theaters all this time? What's the feeling like? This is your first major motion picture, so to speak, for
you. Yeah. Well, so I don't know. It takes me time to realize things, and I still don't realize that my face is like in theaters and everywhere. So I'm just living the present and enjoying it.
You also have an awesome guy, Jason Patrick, legend from Lost Boys.
Oh, yeah.
How was it like working with him?
Great. He's such a professional actor.
Yeah.
He doesn't mess around. You know, he's always in his character and he's doing his scenes. And when he's not shooting, he's just minding his business. So it's kind of scary. it was kind of scary, but great. I mean, you always learn something from everyone.
And what was it like working with your director? Let's give him some shout out. Give a shout out to your director. Is it Mohit?
Right. Yeah, Mohit.
What's his? How do you pronounce his last name correctly?
Ramchandani.
Ramchandani.
Yeah.
What was it like working with him?
Great. He's a little crazy. He always knows what he wants. He pushes until he gets that. So yeah, there's this scene in a stadium. We shot 100 and something takes.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was crazy, but it was great. The best experience of my life. And he's a really good person. He's like this. He's so open. If he's sad, he tells you. If he's happy, he tells you. If he's angry, he tells you. So we had this incredible bond, and we were like brothers while shooting. So we would joke all the time.
That's awesome.
And sometimes people would get mad, but we didn't care, and we just kept going. So great. I love him. Awesome. I love him. And right now I'm living with him. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. We'll give him a shout out, Mohit.
Ramchandani.
Ramchandani.
That's correct.
Awesome. Yeah. Luis Delgado, guest co-host. Any questions for Ari Lopez? Now that we're getting to the nitty gritty of it,
I guess you mentioned before off that you had to think of something sad. What was like the darkest thought you had to go, like, to get you to that place?
I mean, I was 14, so I didn't really have those bad experiences in my mind. But we used like this technique called substitution.
Yeah.
So it's like putting real situations or real people in front of you and react to that. Yeah. So I don't know. I'm exaggerating, but like, imagine your mom is dying in front of you, something like that. Yeah, you know. Yeah. So we would use that to get to that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All
right. Wendy Pineda, my other guest co-host of the guest co-host.
Yeah.
What questions do you have for Ari Lopez, star of City of Dreams?
I'm very interested in knowing you explaining the process that the director put you through, but you as an actor at 14, without no dialogue. How is it that you process all this information in order to deliver the role?
Ooh, well, I mean, we had a lot of background work, me and the director. We actually wrote like a monologue of all the character thoughts. So we went, like, literally, we went frame by frame writing down what he was thinking. So yeah, whenever we were shooting, I had something in my mind. And if that didn't work, Mo would just like tell me a story, or we would stop and watch a video, or all this. That's how I got it. Like all this background work that we did.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So, what would you like the audiences to take away yourself? Like, if you, you know, when you tell people to go check this out, what would you like the audience to take away from watching this movie?
I mean, I hope they all were entertained. I hope they laughed, they cried, but you know, most importantly, I hope they go out of the theater aware of what this terrible reality is, which is human trafficking, but also knowing that there's something we can do. There's no individual action that can solve this problem, but together we can do something. And everyone can do something, no matter religion, no matter ideology, no matter your life context. You can just speak, and that's enough. You can just talk about it.
It's very inspiring. This movie sounds very, very inspiring as well. It's a very, and Wendy, you got to see it, and you highly recommend checking this out.
Yeah, I do. Everybody that can go and see it, please do. The cinematography is incredible.
Yeah, it looks great.
How it was shot, and I gotta say this again, Ari's job was incredible for his age and what he had to deliver in the character of Jesus and the story. And like you mentioned, working with Jason Patrick, And with an incredible team behind him. And he, there's some scenes where it's so well shot, I thought he was doing the stunts.
Wow.
But so
I wanted to, but they wouldn't let me. Yeah, I wanted to.
Well, Ari, so. It's such an inspiration of you doing this movie, but also what you bring. I know time is running out here, but this show is ultimately about inspiring others. You've been inspired. We want to inspire those. What inspirational messages can you give to someone out there that maybe wants to do what you do, become an actor, or just follow their dreams in general?
You never know when the greatest opportunity of your life can come to you. So always push, always keep going, but priorities, your health, your mental health and your physical health first. Mm. So never give up, but always take care of yourself.
Awesome. Wendy Pineda, any inspiring words of wisdom for people who want to do what you do or just follow their dreams?
Very similar for what Ari is saying, you know, take care of yourself, your health, but keep pushing through because times are hard. But if you have a dream, you have a goal, and you know where you're going and what you want, nothing can stop you.
And last but not least, Luis Delgado.
I think what I'm learning still is to learn to believe in yourself as well. Mm-hmm. Don't wait for others to believe in yourself.
Awesome. Well, I want to say thank you, Luis Delgado, for joining us as a guest co-host.
Thank you.
Social media is really quick one more time.
Luis Delgado.
Okay. And then Wendy Pineda, thank you again. And social media is one more time.
Thanks for having me, man. Speedy Pineda, all over social media.
And last but not least, Ari Lopez, star of the new movie City of Dreams, which is out in theaters now. Check it out. Social media is one more time.
My social media is at @ArryLo15.
Awesome. And last but not least, what would you like to do next? What projects or people you want to work with really quick? Put it out there. You never know.
There's a couple movies I'll shoot soon. I don't know when. We're in pre-production.
Okay.
And I want to just keep going. Keep awesome. Shooting movies. Awesome. Good movies. Movies that make you feel and think.
May I add, what if the film gets to the Oscars? Have you thought of that?
I don't want to think about it.
If it does. They're still going to remember us, right?
Of course.
You're like, who? Course. Who are you guys?
No, I'm just like, who's Tyrone? What?
No, but I want to say, it's so remarkable to see you on this journey as well, but seeing you from the very beginning, because I remember when you just, like you said, back at Mammoth, and then you guys were just coming out here, and then seeing you now, and seeing this movie, it's just really, really, it's fascinating, but also, I'm very proud of you, because you were such a,
Thank you so much.
You were so kind and sweet, and you're just an innocent, and
you too.
And it's really great to see you
and
here.
Professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
Well,
thank
God
you very
bless
much.
You again. Again, the movie is called City of Dreams. It's out there in theaters. Check it out. Starring Ari Lopez and a plethora of other great talent. Directed by Mohit
Ramchandani.
Ramchandani. Thank you for saving me. I don't want to botch that. But check it out again. City of Dreams. It's out there. God bless you, my man. Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Luis Legod. Cooper in the house. Veronica also. Thank you guys for your moral support. And then thank you all. I love you guys all. I appreciate all your guys' relationship. And like I said, like the end of my show, Matthew 19:26. In man, things are possible. In God, all things are possible. And we are out. Bye-bye.